One crucial aspect of the historical setting of every book is its author. And the Gospel of Matthew has been attributed to the Apostle Matthew since the earliest days. But this attribution is challenged in many scholarly circles. How confident should we be that the Apostle Matthew wrote the Gospel of Matthew?
I think that we can be fairly confident about one thing, which is that the titles of the Gospels, the ascription of the Gospels to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, go back to a very early stage. And I think the best argument for this is once you think the Gospels were circulating, if you think of the Gospels circulating around the churches, once a church has more than one Gospel, they've really got to have some way of distinguishing one from another. You know, this is Gospel of Matthew, this is Gospel of Luke. And we've no evidence at all that they ever distinguished the Gospels in any other way. So it's very likely, I think, that even if the titles may not have, as it were, been written at the top of the page, very often in ancient literature they weren't, nevertheless, when the Gospel circulated, the information about the person they're ascribed to would have gone along with them. And then when they put them in their book cupboard, as they would have had, a small collection of books belonging to the church, each scroll or codex had to have a sort of name tag so that you know what it is before you pull it off the shelf. And again, these would have to be labelled, no doubt, Gospel according to Matthew and so forth.
Every ancient copy that we have of the Gospel of Matthew has the title at the top. The title of the top of it, Kata Matthaeon, according to Matthew, consistently across a wide geographic area. And of course, for that to take place, from the earliest copies of that manuscript, it had to be written on there. Some people, Martin Hingel, a famous German scholar, has argued that as soon as that manuscript began to be copied, so from the earliest times, it had to have a title affixed to it according to customs of manuscripts circulating and so on, and also to account for later evidence. So from the earliest time, it had the title Kata Matthaeon, or according to Matthew. Also, early church testimony is unanimous that Matthew, one of Jesus' 12 apostles, wrote this gospel. There's a number of incidental features in the gospel which are interesting and may support that. Remember, of course, Matthew was a tax collector. We read in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 9 where Jesus calls him. He was working at this toll booth or this revenue booth. And it is interesting, if you look at the parallels in Mark chapter 2 and Luke 5, Matthew is the only one who identifies this man as Matthew. The other ones mention him as Levi. Of course, it's not unusual at that time for people to go by two or three names, as we see with Saul and Paul, or Cephas and Peter and Simon and so on. But Matthew, in his own gospel, identifies this disciple, this apostle who's called as Matthew. Also, it's been noted that Matthew, as a tax collector, has in his gospel has an interestingly higher percentage of teaching of Jesus that relates to money or parables that deal with money or revenue. So not only do we have the title of the gospel and early church testimony, but these incidental details within the gospel themselves seem to substantiate that claim.